In about 30 seconds from now, we should, the ISS, we should be coming over Santa Rosa. So, Bill?
Okay.
It's all yours. Good luck.
Thank you very, very much. And everybody's asking questions, please remember the magic word over. Now, what you're going to hear here real quickly is I'm going to loosen up the audio on the radio, and you're going to hear a loud rushing noise, and that'll disappear pretty quickly. And we're going to start calling now. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is W6SRJ. 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 NA1SS, NA1SS, this is W6SRJ.
November Alpha 1.
Okay, Sonny, you're just about to come in. Give me one more quick count.
Whiskey 6 Sierra Romeo Juliet, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. I can hear you loud and clear.
We hear you loud and clear. Guest on, go ahead.
Here's the first question, Sunita.
My name is Yuhem. What kind of experiments are you conducting on the ISS? Over.
Question.
Sunny, stand by. Guest on, repeat the question, please.
Ihem, what kind of experiments are you conducting on the ISS? Oh.
Hello, Ihem. We're conducting all sorts of experiments, primarily focused on using this space station as a laboratory to figure out how to maybe make a space station on the moon and then understand how to go further on. For example, we're doing experiments on the human body. What happens after 6 months? There are some changes to your bone mass, muscle mass, radiation, eyes. We're doing experiments on nutrition. We're also doing experiments on materials, like composite hinges for future applications, maybe not having to use mechanical parts. Others are on capillary action, taking advantage of that in microgravity as a potential replacement for pumps, for example. We're also doing experiments on some living things like worms, also some plants in different gravity environments. So there's a whole bunch of experiments focused on using the ISS as a lab. Over.
My name is Bruno. What kind of changes does the body experience in weightlessness? Over.
Hi, Benoit. Well, like I was saying about some of the experiments we're trying to understand that. Some of the things is a fluid shift. You know, usually on Earth, all the fluid goes towards your feet, but here up in space, the fluid is equals out all over the place. What you see, usually astronauts have a little bit larger head up in space because the fluid goes toward their head. Also, you lose all the calluses on your feet, for example. We don't walk around, but we end up getting a little bit callus on the top of our, like, big toe because you use your big toe as a holding place. Other things, I haven't sat down for 6 months, so what I hear is my backside will be sore when I sit down when I get home. Over.
My name is Barbara. Our living conditions very different in space from what they are on Earth. For example, eating and sleeping. Over.
Conditions are different, and those are the things that you can't really train for on Earth because we don't have a simulator to do that. So up here, it takes a little while to get used to just being able to float around, not lose things, eating, everything. The packages all have to be Velcro, but the food starts to fly out of there. So you have to be, most of the food is something like a casserole that has some type of sauce to it so it stays together. Sleeping is a little bit, surprisingly to me, I thought it was going to be like a hammock, but it's a little bit different because you're not leaning on anything and your head's not on a pillow. So it took a little while, but then you find that it's very comfortable and peaceful. Over.
My name is Cedric.
During 6 months in space, do you feel like you have missed something over?
Hi, Cedric. Well, the only thing I feel like I've really missed are the people. You know, we have three of us up here. It's wonderful. And we're great friends and stuff. But, you know, and I talk to my family and friends and see my dog on the video conference. Then I miss back home. I love looking out the window at the planet because it's so pretty. And there's so many places now that I see that I need to go to. So I sort of miss that, too. I can't wait to get home for more adventures. Over.
My name is Iggy. Do you have any free time on ISS during the day? Over.
Hi, Liddy. Yes, we do have some free time. We live up here, so we have weekends just like you guys. We do some experiments on the weekends, but usually it's time where we can write email to our family and friends. We can look out the window and take pictures. We have a video conference once a week with our families. And, you know, I'm writing a journal, for example, also. Over.
If you had to return to Earth for some reason, how quickly could you do it? Over.
See, well, we have a Soyuz vehicle here. It's like a lifeboat. And in case anything happens, someone got sick or we had some bad emergency like a fire, we can jump in that Soyuz and be back on Earth in about 4 hours. Probably a little longer if we wanted to target a place to land that people would be able to pick us up. Over.
My name is Lavinia. What kind of things do you do for fun? Over.
Lavinia, well, we do all sorts of things like I was mentioning in our free time, write email and talk to friends and family at home. But we also like to just play around, the three of us. We like to fly from one end of the space station to the other. When we did a reboost, we were throwing popcorn balls to see, or like some type of ball to see that it actually turned around in space. We like to do flips. We like to take movies of each other. It's very fun up here. Over.
My name is Summer. When you are in space, do you think about the ecology of the Earth? Over.
Hi, Thomas. It's hard not to think about it, because when you look down at the Earth, you see the planet as a different type of planet. You see it like you would think Mars would be, or some other place you're going to adventure, because you see things on a big scale. For example, craters and cracks like the Grand Canyon in the U.S., you see all of that as, you know, not so up close and the beauty so close. You actually see that it's a planet and it has moving plates, and the thing is actually very mobile. So, yeah, it's hard not to think about the ecology, particularly the rainforest. It's so dark. It is very obvious the different parts of the Earth. Over.
My name is Laurent. How are the relations between the astronauts during the mission? Will you stay in touch with them once you are back on Earth? Over.
Hi, Florian. That's a great question, and absolutely I will, because it's a small place up here with the three of us, and you can't help but become good friends. And, you know, we share a very unique experience together. So it's just like when you and your friend go for a hike or some experience that's a little bit different than normal. Of course you'll stay friends because you shared a neat experience with them. Over.
My name is Dorian. Did you bring a personal item with you, family, portraits, for example? Over.
Hi, Dorian. Yes, of course. I have pictures of my family. I have a little picture of my dog. I have a little couple pieces of jewelry for, you know, for my mother and my sister. So there's not much space, but we do all bring up some little pieces of stuff because we decorate our sleep stations with our family mementos. Everybody has their family pictures up where they in their own little space. Over.
Apollo, what is your best souvenir of your mission to the ISS? Why? Over.
Hi, Tomas. That's a tough question, but I think my best souvenir is probably pictures of each other inside the space station doing things that we can't do on Earth, like floating around and putting on spacesuits. Also pictures of the Earth from here, because I'm not sure I'll get to do that again. Over.
My name is Martin. What do you think about the tourism? Is it going to slow down your work? Over.
Hi, Martin. That's a great question. you know, I have mixed feelings about it. You know, the space station, the Soyuz, and the shuttle were not made for tourists. So, yeah, there is a little bit of overhead, a little bit of people having to work to make sure the tourists are okay when they're up here. So, yeah, it does slow downward a little bit. But it's also great because more and more people see what space travel is like. And I wish all of you could come up here because it is absolutely spectacular. So we need to build a vehicle that was made for tourists so everybody can come and see, but maybe it's a little safer. Over.
1 minute, 20 seconds.
My name's Elise. What kind of things do you think about when you are looking at a blue planet? Over.
Hi, Elise. Well, the two things I think about was ecology, like I talked about earlier, and the second thing I think about is, you know, the land masses don't have any borders, and it's you really feel like the Earth and all of the people down on Earth are just one group of people, not a bunch of different countries. It really feels like how could we even think that we're different countries and be fighting against each other, because it really looks like we're just one place. And it's a nice, very, very nice view. Over.
Okay, Sunita. Thank you very much for all these nice answers to these questions of the students here in Belgium. This is Gaston Owen for WWF speaking. And now for you and all the crew, a very big applause. Over.
Over, Sonny.